respect for her, oh, it matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost, it has to be deep, because we trust.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Today is August 2nd, 2022. Our show will be about current events. I'll bring everyone and the listeners up to speed on what's been going on behind the scenes. Many times, things that do not make the news. We'll also be talking about things that did make the news but wasn't meant to. In other words, things serving as a distraction. Think of the Ukraine war and things like that. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with prayer. To our Father God Almighty, the creator of all things, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son, and our Messiah. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, the show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. I continue to scramble the devices of the enemy that wish to come against the broadcast in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Please, Father God, anoint every listener right now, where they are, as they tune into this show. Touch them with your beautiful presence. God bless each and every one of them and keep them. Protect them as they tune into into the truth provided by you, the truth, the life, and the way. Thank you. And we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's get started. Lots of news, of course. Some of it the same, some of it new. All of it, it just seems like propaganda is so heavy nowadays that it's hard to really watch anything on the news. Let's start off with what we know. Ricky Martin this week faces up to 50 years in prison for incest charges. Ricky Martin, big popular name in the 90s. This came out July 15th. Also, July 15th, the Idaho GOP moves to declare Biden's presidency illegitimate. Biden's presidency from 2020, illegitimate. Very, very big news. Now, we don't see this type of thing on the mainstream news, any of the mainstream broadcasts. So keep in mind, these things are going on behind the scenes. They are taking root. President Biden this last week. First, he had COVID few months ago. Then he announced last week that he had cancer. Now this week, he's got COVID again. So this is another form of a distraction, keeping the listeners, keeping the viewers of TV thinking, oh my gosh, our president has COVID. Oops, now our president has cancer. Our president has COVID now a second time. What's going to happen? Now, many of these things have multiple angles, multiple pronged effect. Number one, it creates Biden in light as a victim. It really puts him in the shade or in light of being a victim, and people feel sorry for him. Now, we've got to remember, this is propaganda. This is a push. He does not have cancer or COVID or anything like that. It's another distraction from the things going on in real life. It's also a multi-pronged effect because it's getting the folks to think of who would take over if it's not him. Would Kamala Harris be the president? Could that be the case? Who's next in succession? Many of those folks out there still believe that Kamala is still cannot even hold the place of vice president because of her her background, not a natural born citizen. Therefore, she couldn't even be the vice president, much less the president. Who would that be? Would that be Hillary Clinton sliding in there because there's no one else to pick? Would she one day become president? So think of these other scenarios. Whether the fact Biden has cancer or COVID or neither or both is not the point here. The point is, why are these things being pushed forward? Why are these topics being spread? Is it just a simple plain old propaganda? Well, that could be the case. But when intelligence agencies are involved to push propaganda, there's always more than one purpose to it, more than one end result. Hunter Biden, it's now almost certain that he broke foreign lobbying laws. This came out July 24th. Now, we know that he's conducting business in China. He's conducting business in the Ukraine. He's conducting business all over. While at the same time, he's out with hookers and cocaine, doing crack. He's a crack addict. He's doing meth. He's got missing laptops. All the stories surround Hunter. Well, for those who think that Hunter Biden is some good guy, they just think anytime we bring up anti-Hunter Biden things, that we must be Republicans, we must be conservatives, we must be whatever, that are saying Hunter Biden's a bad guy. Well, we know that he is a bad guy. The question is, if you take out his improprieties and the things that he's doing that are just morally wrong, you got to look at what's criminally wrong. The report that came out says he most certainly broke foreign lobbying laws. Lobbying. Now, this is, now he's getting into the you know, criminal aspect of as far as what he's doing politically. So you can always push that back on these folks that say that what he's doing is not doing anything wrong. It may be morally wrong, but it's not criminally wrong. Keep that in mind as well. Protests outside the Supreme Court on July 19th. Remember when Omar Ilhan was there, AOC was there, and they were conducting this protest and then got led away in handcuffs with their hands behind their back. This was another publicity stunt for the media to pick up on, that they're being arrested, being taken away. Well, you have to look back and check out on what AOC did when she was being led away by authorities, hands behind her back. People were waving, and she put her right fist into the air. Right fist. Well, that means she wasn't handcuffed. That means she was not handcuffed. She never was. She's been being led away. She just happened to put her hands behind her back. She wasn't arrested. She never was. So these are all trumped up things. Sorry for the pun, but what you're watching is a clown show. It's just too much. Now, an announcement came out on July 19th saying the government has no need for a disinformation board. Remember when Biden created this disinformation and like a czar to fight the battle on disinformation, and they assigned it to someone, and she quickly left the post a week later. They put a lot of money into this whole thing, creating this role, creating this post, creating a staff of people underneath this person. Well, a study came out saying that there's no need for a disinformation board at all. But no, I didn't see that on the mainstream news. Didn't see that at all. But it quietly goes away, in and out through the revolving door of the press. No one ever hears about it. What we did hear about was the University of Penn nominating Lia Thomas for the NCAA's Woman of the Year. This came out July 16th. Remember, she was that swimmer, originally born a man, went to high school, went to college, very, very good swimmer. Got up to his junior year and was a second team All-American on the men's team, and went through beginnings of the gender change, transgender, and said at this point he could create and jump over to the women's side of things and compete as a female, and started breaking records all over the place. There's been a big hubbub about that. Well, Penn is in on this, of course, and now they nominated Lia Thomas to become the NCAA's Woman of the Year. Look it up for yourself. July 16th, this made the news. This is not a woman. This never was a woman. This was a man. It is a man. It has not yet gone through the transgender reassignment surgery. We're just at the beginning of going through it, but is competing at the university a D1 college campus university as a woman and breaking the record. So this is at the very foundation of the confusion and the concerns folks have with all of this gender discussion. Those of you following NASCAR, star Bobby East, age 37, murdered at a California gas station. He was filling his car last week, 37-year-old NASCAR driver, Bobby East. Well, now I'm not sure why I mention this. It's more food for thought and grounds for further discussion potentially down the road. I don't know if this has anything to do with anything. Maybe he was just outright killed. Maybe he was just randomly targeted and killed. I'm not saying it's fake. I'm not saying it's a hoax. I just find it odd that this went on. July 22 announcement came that there's maladministration in Wisconsin. Due to the 2020 presidential election, the new chair of election committee calls for the immediate decertification of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Now, wouldn't this be front page news all over the mainstream media? Calls for the decertification. Wow. Big, big news there. Bombshell news. I haven't heard anything about that. Deborah Birx, something we all have heard about, is Deborah Birx. Remember when the COVID first came out and Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx were the two leading faces to fight the pandemic and to get the vaccines and how can we fight this deal? Deborah Birx has a couple of years now fallen off of the mainstream, fallen away from the news, but came out last week and says she knew, quote, knew that these vaccines that were coming out were not going to protect against infection. Not going to protect against infection. But the United States overused it, overplayed its hand to benefit from a crisis. So once again, basically saying that she knew this was not the answer. That to me is big, big time news. For all the people that fell for it and got this vaccination, be sure you read that article. Deborah Birx, B-I-R-X. She said that she knew that these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. Well, what's the definition of a vaccine? Protecting against it from ever getting the disease or the illness. That's the vaccination. And what we've seen over the last couple of years here, the definition has changed. The goalposts have moved. We're supposed to be taking these vaccines and boosters just to keep this illness at bay so it doesn't come back and come and get you. That's not a vaccination. That's not the definition of a vaccination at all. But these three large main companies making the vaccinations are certainly getting rich. More January 6th hearings have been scheduled and announced for September. They're going to take some time off here in between, start another round in September. Well, I thought this was all done, the January 6th testimony, the witness testimony, and all this roundabout clown show. Well, they're coming back. Well, those are calling it a clown show to begin with. They're saying now that we get season two is coming on of the clown show. Basically, the first season was renewed for a next season of television. Basically saying it's a reality TV show. Fake, scripted, the whole thing. You can tell when you watch this by the quality of television with the cameras and what's all being done there. This is not just footage taking over from these testimony. This is like a TV show that's being done. That's another way to tell that this is fake news. Now, on a sadder note, Mark Ongst was awaiting trial for his own court case on the January 6th hearings for charges he faced, and on July 23rd committed suicide. Sad as that is, Mark Ongst committed suicide. He's waiting for these charges. Now, I don't know if he was a good guy. He said he was a patriot. If so, why would he have committed suicide? I'm not sure what the story is there, but that's just food for thought. Someone did actually physically commit suicide July 23rd as he awaited his January 6th court case. The Who is in the news again this last week. The Who, and not the band either. The WHO, World Health Organization, another fraud outlet, has declared the highest ever alert level for monkeypox. Look this up if you don't believe it. It came out July 23rd. Monkeypox, highest alert. Now, we already know that monkeypox does not transmit between people. Very hard to get it. It's transmitted from a monkey, but a very rare condition. They're saying the highest alert because people are spreading it among people. Well, that's not the case. That's not how monkeypox works. Now, because they've been beat on that case and more people are expecting it and understanding what's really going on here and seeing right through the nonsense, they're now saying, well, monkeypox is really spread through sex. Much like the whole AIDS farce back in the 80s, it spread through sex. That's how you get it. That's not the case with AIDS either. Now they're saying monkeypox. That's the case. It's spread via sex. Well, the next question is, then why are so many kids getting it? So what you see here is a vicious cycle. The things that they say in the propaganda are not backed up. There's no truth. There's no foundation to these things. So all you can do is bust them on it and ask the next question. They'll come up with another answer, which will usually defeat the argument to begin with when it comes full circle. Monkeypox is a distraction of the highest sort, much like COVID. Now we have to keep in mind that there are people out there that think that COVID is a hoax. The COVID virus is a real virus. It was a man-made real virus. It's not fake. It's not just someone's illusion. It's a virus, but it's much like a SARS-2, kind of getting the cold, getting the pneumonia, getting the flu. It's another type of a respiratory thing like that, but it certainly was man-made. But it's not out there killing people. People have died from COVID due to related things, unrelated and related other things, basically underlying conditions. And if you're elderly, yes, it can kill you, but you need something else first. It doesn't just kill you. This is like the common cold. You got to keep in mind, there's many versions of truth out there. There's many layers of conspiracy theories out there, and there's many different versions of conspiracy theorists out there. Shows like this help identify as to what is truth versus what is not, what is information, what is misinformation, and what also is disinformation. I spent about an hour and a half on Twitter the other day fighting some individual who thought that the January 6th riots were real, and then I'm a Trump fan, and Trump caused all this, and he ignited the riots. And I said, no, that's what you read on TV. Riots took place. They were not the Trump fans, the Trump people involved that did that. And so you have to watch the gray area. You have to watch the gray line. You have to watch how these things unfold. The media thinks and sells everyone that everything's black and white. You're a conspiracy theorist or you're not. You believe the January 6th ruse or you don't. You're an anti-vaxxer or you're a vaxxer. Watch out for the black and white, the divide, the extremes, the all or nothing. Now, I myself am never going to get the COVID vaccine. That does not make me a vaccine anti-vaxxer. That means I'm an anti-COVID vaxxer. Have I received vaccines in the past? Yes. Will I continue to get vaccines in the future? Perhaps, maybe, I don't know. The real ones, I certainly will. COVID is not one of those. So you have to draw the line. You can't lump everyone together and call them an anti-vaxxer. You can't call everyone a conspiracy theorist because you have to determine if those conspiracy theories are real or not. There's a handful that are real. There's a handful that are not. There's a handful that are made up. You can't go around believing everything that you hear and see. monkeypox is a hoax. COVID is an orchestrated event. Real virus. Not serious, though. But a nice little way for many companies to make many, many, many dollars. Now, a good article came out this last week. Back in 1996, remember this, the story in 1996 was Maria Farmer filed a complaint with the FBI about Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, and Les Wexner. Back in 96, the FBI buried it, covered it up, and didn't do anything with it. This news just came out July 24th of this year, going all the way back to 96, meaning people knew about it. People knew what was going on. People were concerned enough, for instance, this Maria Farmer, to say, I'm going to file a complaint with the FBI. I'm actually going to file a complaint. Something's wrong. I want the FBI to look into this. Something's goofy with Epstein. Something's goofy with Maxwell. Something's goofy with this Les Wexner. You know, this Les Wexner was that corporate mogul guy dealing with all these stores and shops and businesses that cater to teenage girls. He also had the exclusive apartment condo in New York City that he ended up giving to Epstein. Not selling, giving to him. Now, that should have certainly raised some alerts. Ghislaine Maxwell's behavior and the fact that her father's Robert Maxwell, the Israeli Mossad double triple agent from way back years ago, FBI should have certainly taken the ball and run with it. Jeffrey Epstein has millions of dollars, but yet no college degree, is somehow a chemistry professor at a university. So, thanks again to Maria Farmer, who filed that complaint with the FBI years ago back in 1996. She now looks like a hero, but it also makes the FBI look horrible for not following up on any of this. And that's how we know that the FBI or those in it are compromised, because how does a case like this get squashed? How does it get shut down? How does an investigation like this get pushed aside and nothing gets done with it? Well, we know exactly why that gets done, because they don't want anything to come out of it. Final story today, very interesting, is the fact that federal courts have begun barring unvaxxed lawyers from entering their courthouses. If you're a well-meaning attorney and a lawyer representing your case, representing your client in a courthouse, and you happen to be unvaxxed, they're not going to let you in. Once again, another way to control people, another way to compromise people. The good, meaning, educated folks who are not going to take this are obviously the good attorneys. They're not letting them come in. Which attorneys are they letting in? The sheep, the sheeple, the attorneys that have gotten the vax. Of course you want them coming in. They're very controllable people. They're very gullible people. You got to watch the big picture, the big spectrum of what's really going on here. Here at Eternal Affairs Media, we have exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency and election fraud to the 2020 election. Our exciting news is we've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive the best of the latest deals. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. We also have Truth Premium on our website. For only $1.99 per month, you'll be able to see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat $1.99 in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Support the truth, powered by the truth, founded in 2010. Go to premium. Go to the website I just mentioned before, and also feel free to donate. There are many ways to support the truth. Thank you, and God bless you. Donors, we'd like to announce publicly those donating to the cause. One-time donors this last month, Mark, Reverend Dave, Lisa, and Andy. Current Truth Premium subscribers include Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, Mary, Pamela, and Diana. Patreons, Alicia and Dan. That's all I have for our show today. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is August 2nd, 2022. And this show is called We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Feel free to share this. Get this word out there. Get this information out there. Have a good day.